This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to our ongoing feature series, On the Ground, IPSE. Concentrate Media is in the midst of a five-month-long project aimed at highlighting many of the positive things that go on in the city of Ypsilanti. And each Wednesday, project reporter Brianna Kelly joins us to fill us in on what she's found over the past week and to highlight what will appear in her online publication each Wednesday. And welcome back to you, Brianna.
Hi.
In most weeks, Brianna is going to be bringing a guest with her, and that does include today. Doug Coombe is a photographer for Concentrate and spent the weekend with Brianna attending the Ypsilanti Heritage Festival and the Park Ridge Summer Festival. And together, they've put together a terrific photo essay that tries to get to the heart of why local residents love Ypsilanti. And how are you doing, Doug?
I'm doing great.
Before we dive into some of the details, I'd like to kind of get a broad overview. Brianna, what was your overall takeaway of the Heritage Festival and then subsequently the Park Ridge Festival?
Well, the whole idea behind it was kind of to highlight the pride that people in Ypsilanti have for their community, because that's one of the things I noticed immediately after I moved here. So I think the takeaway was just that people really love this community and are extremely passionate about it.
And Doug, you find something similar? Were your impressions after meeting folks attending the Park Ridge Summer Festival and Heritage Festival that there is an immense amount of pride that perhaps isn't recognized beyond the borders of Ypsilanti?
No, I definitely noticed that. And a lot of people mentioned, too, which really resonated with me, was their love for the arts community here, be it art and music, which was what started drawing me here back in the 90s, going to shows at the Green Room and the Elbow Room. But there's always been a great music and art scene here.
Now, let me follow up on that, Doug. Obviously, you live in the Ann Arbor area, but you've been spending a lot of time over the years in Ypsilanti. Did you learn anything about the city that you didn't know walking into this particular assignment?
Well, definitely. Park Ridge Summer Festival, I'd never been to. I honestly did not know about it beforehand. And talking to Brianna, I was comparing the differences between the two. Heritage Fest felt like a huge celebration of the city, and there was an incredible amount of pride for the city as a whole. Not just the arts community, but what a beautiful downtown and how beautiful Depot Town is and the park. Park Ridge Summer Festival, on the other hand, was just this block party, or it felt like a block party, where everybody we talked to either, you know, would stop and point to like where their house was, or the house they grew up
right.
in, or the house
they were parents, connected to the block.
Mm-hmm. They were super connected, or the house their parents moved to, or their grandparents moved to during World War II to come work at the bomber plants mm-hmm. if they moved from Alabama. So, yeah, everybody is very connected to that neighborhood, and it was really, yeah, it was like going to a block party. It was great.
And Brianna, you come from the Chicago area. Area and recently relocated to Ypsilanti. And what did you learn about the city and its people that you didn't know walking into this past weekend?
I was really impressed with Park Ridge Summer Fest just because of the community feel. Like everyone, or almost everyone there, seemed like they knew each other and grew up together, or at least have, you know, reconnected over the past few years. And it was just really great.
You are listening to On the Ground, IPSE, a weekly feature series that's going to run the course of 5 months. It is put forth by Concentrate Media, and you can find all of the information and the articles that you'll hear about here on WEMU at concentratemedia.com. I want to ask you something a little bit more personal, Brianna. What was your most unique experience in those endeavors?
Well, we met a woman named Erica at Park Ridge Summer Fest who told us the most interesting family story. Her grandparents moved here from Alabama in the 40s during the Great Migration to work at the bomber plant, or at one of the manufacturing plants. I think it was the Ford plant, as Doug mentioned. Her aunt is Councilwoman Lois Richardson, and her uncle was in a documentary about the South Side, and they just have this like extremely long and rich family history in IPSE. And she told us how her family has married to other families, and now it's one big family, so everyone's kind of interconnected, and they just have this amazing history, an amazing family story. It was really cool to hear.
Once again, you're listening to On the Ground Ypsilanti. We're talking with Brianna Kelly and Doug Coombe, and they spent the weekend on assignment for Concentrate Media, putting together a little story that turns out in narrative is about the pride in Ypsilanti and the love for the city in which residents reside. Of course, it was all centered in the Heritage Festival and in the Park Ridge Summer Festival. I want to ask you this. In putting together the photo essay for this week's publication, what narrative do you feel you did create that resonates beyond Ypsilanti's borders, Doug?
Just the diversity really came through, and I think that's part of what attracts a lot of people to Ypsilanti, just racial diversity, sexual orientation, age. It's just it's an incredibly diverse community, and I think much like Detroit, it makes for a much more stimulating and creative environment for just artists and entrepreneurs and business people. So I think, yeah, the diversity was really what struck me.
Yeah, and some people said that they found Ypsi is a lot more welcoming than other communities, and they feel more comfortable being themselves here. And it's allowed them to really be themselves and more than any other community that they've been in before.
And that's interesting, because I think the outside perception of Ypsilanti might be different from that, but maybe it's worth taking a trip into Ypsilanti and finding out a little bit more about the town itself and the people. Speaking of which, Brianna, you had some time to meet some business owners, meet some community leaders, and have some unique experiences as a result.
I got to have a parrot put on my shoulder, a parrot from the Rainbow Feathers organization. And this bird really liked me and didn't want to get off my shoulder, but I wasn't so sure of it. So we'll have to share the pictures that Doug took of me later.
You love birds as long as they're not exactly right on top of you.
It was beautiful, but I was a little afraid it was going to take off a chunk of my nose or ear or something.
And Doug, I know that part of your experience was learning that Ypsilanti is not only a beautiful town with residents who have a great deal of pride where they live, but it is also a political town.
Yeah, one of the fun things about this assignment for me was I signed more petitions in one day than I ever have. And that was at both festivals. But that, I think, reflects another thing that I love about Ypsilanti is that it does have a small town feel, and people are very active and passionate and involved in politics here. And yeah, that's another great thing about the city. People are passionate about the community and want to use their political voices to try to help it grow in a positive direction. So
I'm going to put each of you on the spot as our time together winds down today. Doug, if you could describe Ypsilanti in one word, what would it be?
Oh, two words, arts community.
All right, two words is fair. And Brianna, we'll give you the same luxury of two words. How would you describe it?
My response is usually that it has character. I would say it's a very colorful community.
Colorful community. We'll take that. Listen, if you haven't seen the article, it is available to you online at concentratemedia.com, a photo essay about the people and the community of Ypsilanti and why people love where they live. Brianna Kelly, thank you so much. I will look forward to the next visit here to WEMU. And Doug Coombe, it was nice to meet you, and thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, David.
You are listening to On the Ground Ypsi. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.